Happy Sunday. Can I have all y'all stand up? Happy Sunday. You beat me to the punch. Happy Sunday. How's everybody doing? Very good. Y'all ready for church? You're ready for church? I'm sure you heard me say this many times. This is the most important message that you'll ever hear in your life. It is, because it may be, you know, it's just the next one, right? It's the one we're going to hear. But I do believe that what we're going to talk about today is critically, critically important, and it is designed to get you to do something that maybe you're not doing starting tomorrow. You could even start today. And many of you probably are doing it, but if you're not doing this, you have to. Everyone say have to. H-A-F-T-A, have to. You have to do this. Amen? Amen. So let's, Lord, thank you so much for your faithfulness. Thank you so much for your goodness. And Lord, we are fully aware of what's going on in Israel, in Iran, and in the Middle East. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The peace of Jerusalem is Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray that you would come back in your special timing, and that when that we would be ready for your return. We do not know the hour, the day, or the time, but we do know it's getting closer every day. So we pray that you, the Prince of Peace, will come and rule this world and establish your kingdom on earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give someone a big hand. Give someone a high five. Amen. If you have a Bible, turn to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. Last Monday, I went to Atlanta for the week. I just got back last night and had speak someplace there, and actually spoke at a school called Impact 360. And just to the 80 kids that I spent time with, if any of you are watching, I miss all y'all so much. We had a great time with these young people in Georgia. But then I spent the rest of the week with my family. I have over 100 cousins in Atlanta. I have a couple of cousins, literally, that have had 10 and 12 kids, and then those kids, some of those kids have had 10 kids. And my cousin, who actually passed away, he's 1 year older than me, passed away several years ago. He had those kids when he was living in New York, so I'm not blaming it on Georgia, but all of them moved down there, and we got to spend time, and I got to meet some and get to know some cousins I never knew. But one of the things that we did, and whenever you get together with family, I'm sure you probably do the same thing, is talk about, you know, when you were little and the things you did when you were little. And to commiserate or talk about the places that were special to you. Number one, it was I went to Catholic school for 8 years. So we talked about that school and just being in the same building 8 years from first grade to eighth grade. There was a box factory in my community, and one of the ladies there was talking about she lived near the box factory. I totally forgot about the box factory. I was remembering the place where I was standing when I first fell in love. I was 10 years old. True story. I was 10 years old, and I saw this girl down the street, and I was like, that's my wife. You know, and we started dating. I think she was the same age. We started dating through letters. She lived in Maryland. I lived in New York, so we wrote letters back and forth to get to each other. She's not my wife, but... my wife knows all about this, but I was only 10. Okay, help a brother out. Our high school, one of my cousins I didn't know went to my same high school I did. She's a lot younger than me. And so we talk about all these places. Then I asked about this store where I first accepted the Lord. I said, what happened to TSS? Tore it down. It's a Home Depot now. So my salvation is just gone. I mean, while I was there, I had my 40th anniversary of committing my life to Jesus. Amen. Come on now. In your life, you are going to have, and I'm sure all of you had those things, a tree where something happened, a block, a corner, a place in your high school or elementary school where someone hurts you. And we have all these places that we remember that are seared in our mind and in our heart. But your spiritual life is going to have its own landmarks. You're going to have a landmark where you got saved. You're going to have a landmark where you got baptized. I got baptized in a jacuzzi in Tears Center. Baptism for this church is next Sunday. So bring your family. How many of y'all are not baptized yet? Raise your hand. Raise your hand really high. Elbow above the ear. Raise your hand really high. Okay, very good. Next Sunday, we're going to have baptism here. And you can go to our website and find out information. All the campuses are going to have baptism next Sunday. So where you got saved, where you got baptized. But the most important, and I say the most important, and I say the most important place that you need to have seed in your heart. The most important, everyone say the most important. Lo más importante. The most important, say the most important. That you have to have seed in your heart is that chair. And I'm not talking about this particular chair, but the place where you and God talk. Because you can come here, and most people don't come to church every week anyway, so you come once or twice a month, and I would challenge you to come every week that you're in town. Come to church. This has value. Worship, community has value. Teaching has value. Accountability has value. This is invaluable. Jesus said, Paul said, don't forsake meeting together. Don't forsake this. However, what you can do and should do every single day is spend time with God, sitting in your chair. And so I want to talk to you about that today. And my challenge to you is that starting even today, you don't have to wait till tomorrow morning, starting today, you would say, I am going to establish a place where I'm going to meet with God. I'm going to establish a time when I'll meet with God. I'm going to establish a routine. And the most important component of what I'm going to talk about today is that you are consistent. There's 8 million ways to do it. Everyone got different kind of Bibles. They read different kind of devotionals. Don't worry about, don't get caught up in all that. But get caught up in that you are showing up every day and sitting in that chair. And that you have an empty chair where God is sitting. And when you don't show up, you leave him hanging. So every single day. So I want to talk to you about having a marvelous morning. Now, my marvelous morning consists of more than this, and I'll give you the bigger picture. But specifically, I want to talk about having a marvelous morning. And if you have a marvelous morning, you're going to have a supernatural day. You ever wonder why Jesus walked around and by the way, Jesus prayed. We're going to look at some stuff, some prayers he prayed. And how he got up early in the morning to pray and meet with the Father. But you ever notice, and you should when you read the Bible, that Jesus never had a stress on miracles. He had miracles dripping from him. There was a lady who was bleeding for 12 years, and she went to every doctor, spent all the money, couldn't get healed. And she came up behind Jesus. He didn't even see her. They had no conversation, and she just touched the edge of his garment, and she was healed. So he had power just dripping off of him. Why? Because he spent time with God. If Jesus prayed every day, if Jesus spent all night in prayer, if Jesus fasted and prayed, if Jesus prayed in stressful times, happy times, for wisdom, how much more should we pray? And I know you might have heard the verse, pray without ceasing, and some of y'all think that means, dear God, bless me today, and that's it? No. And I want to change that word, pray without ceasing, is that you are in warfare without ceasing. Because the devil who hates you, hates me, hates this church, hates Christianity, the devil who hates humanity is warring constantly spiritually, constantly bombarding your mind and your heart with garbage, jealousy, envy, depression, discouragement, cloudiness and chaos and confusion. Can I get amen? Have you said this? I mean, if you look at TV, the devil is on television. The devil has Hollywood telling you that the devil's okay. And we just sit there and watch it. I was at the movies the other day. I can't remember what movie I was watching. And they had a preview for the Exorcist movie. Exorcist 97. I don't know how many Exorcist movies they had. Hey, listen, when I was a kid, I went to the first Exorcist movie. That bad boy was, whoa. Hey, Joe, me and my brother slept in the same bed for like a week after that. I ain't joking. So I have two brothers, and we all slept in the same room for our whole life, all three of us. We had a bunk bed in my bed, and we slept, three boys. That was a nasty room. It was nasty. And my sister was in the next room, and every day she would tell us we were just, you dirty dogs. She would just yell at us all the time. We were just boys. It was just like a layer of sand on the ground, on the floor, just from dirt. It was just nasty. But that night, me and my brother were back to back. I said, bro, you watch that side, I'm watching this side. You think I'm lying? I'm like, I said, Mark, you still there? I'm still there. I got you. And I'm looking at the room. He's looking at the wall. I'm like, he didn't really have a whole lot to look at. But that first Exodus movie, what? And I remember I said, Mark, he said, what? I went, ah. Don't go to those movies. Don't go to those movies. That stuff is demonic. There's a spirit behind that. And when you start going there and accepting, oh, that's the way it is, and you start opening up yourself to that stuff, that stuff is for real. So when it's talking about pray without ceasing, you gotta be in warfare without ceasing, and it's tiring. And the devil's gonna distract you with your money, he's gonna distract you with your baby mama, your daddy mama, he's gonna distract you with all these things, and you're gonna be, by the end of the day, all wore out, and you ain't said one word of prayer, and the devil just wasted another day. And so if there's anything you get out of today is that you do this, that you get a place and a time you're gonna sit down. So let's look. Last week, we started a series called Discipleship Pathway, and the first step on our discipleship pathway, a disciple is someone who lives like Jesus, loves like Jesus, and leads others to do the same. Come on now, sister, come on now. You're gonna live like Jesus, come on. I'm gonna love like Jesus, and you're gonna help other people do the same. You are a disciplined learner of Jesus. You are in a process of becoming like Christ. Now, if you ever hear people say they're hypocrites in church, of course they are. There's not one non-hypocrite in here. What that means, we're trying to be something we're not yet. We are trying to be something we're not yet, but we're getting there. So let's keep going, but don't stop. And by the way, don't excuse your process with your idiocy. Is that a word? Idiocy. In other words, don't be gossiping and then saying, well, I'm trying, I'm just growing. No, stop. Don't be justifying your sin by saying, I'm not there yet, okay? You should be leaning into your holiness. And holiness, God said, be holy, for I am holy. So let's look at some notes. We started this series. Let's put that graph up on the screen if we can, the whole thing. So first one, the decision to follow Christ, life class, water baptism, and then kingdom life. That's know God. Every one of you have a next step in this process. And I want you to go to the website. You got information, go to the website, sdrock.com/pathway, and know what your next step in the pathway is. But underneath, no God, we got to go to life class. Life class is actually today, 11 o'clock. We also, and then we have baptism next week. In 2 weeks, we have kingdom life encounter where you can have a Holy Spirit experience and let the Holy Spirit take off some of those layers in your heart. Because some of us asked Christ to be our Savior and we're still in bondage to stuff. Because our daddy said something. And the devil has a stronghold in your mind. The 27th of April, you need to go to that at all the camp right here, and God's gonna do something in your life. Okay, let's look at the marvelous morning will lead to a supernatural day. A marvelous morning will lead to a supernatural day. If you can spend time with God, you are putting yourself in the best position for God to do something supernatural in your life. Okay? Number one, before you go to bed, this is before you go to bed, you can take these notes down, it's on the website. Before you go to bed, establish a time to get up. If I ask you what time you got up, you say, well, whenever I wake up. Nah. You are gonna be the most physically healthiest, emotionally healthiest, spiritually healthiest if you have a rhythm to your life. That you go to bed around the same time, you get up the same time, you eat around the same time, you eat the similar foods, and you have a rhythm. God, life is about rhythms. Summer, winter, spring, and fall. Day and night. God is about rhythms. Off and on, high and low, sad and happy. We all have rhythms. And one of the best rhythms you can get is to go to bed at the same time, give or take, and get up around the same time. And so what is the time you're gonna get up? And here's what I mean. What time is your appointment with God? Now, if I call you up and I say, hey, can we get together at Starbucks? And I'm about being on time. My dad was like, my dad ingrained it in my head, you be early. So we had a football game in college and it was an hour and a half from my house and the game was at 1 o'clock. My dad showed up at 11:30. Bro was at 11. When we showed up on the bus, he was already in the parking lot. This is no lie. He was just like, early, 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 early. But if you're supposed to be someplace at 9 o'clock, be there at 8:55. Don't roll in at 9:02. Because depending on who that person is, they may say, we're done. And if that person is the one giving you the job, you may have just lost your job. So be on time to whatever you say. So whatever time you say, put it down. I'm gonna meet with God at 6:30. 5:30. Well, you say, well, you know, Pastor, I got to get up. I got this. I got this. Get up earlier. Because I guarantee you, Nothing more important than this. Your mother's died of cancer? My mother died of cancer. I took care of my mother. My father died of cancer. I took care of my father. Still had to get up. So that gotta get up. Because what God has to say to you is the most important thing in your day. So just get a time. Establish, before you go to bed, a place. Now, once you get the place, you know it's the place. Where are you gonna sit? You have an office, you got a living room, you got a dining room, you're gonna go sit in your car because your house is crazy. You're gonna go sit out by the tree. It don't matter. You're gonna walk, don't matter. Just say, here is what I am going to do. Then lay out your Bible. Make sure your Bible's already there. Choose your worship music. Oh yeah, you can worship. You know you can worship by yourself? Did you know that you can actually worship? You don't have to wait for all of this. And by the way, if you're like, oh, they got lights and smoke, I don't like that. Wait till you see the lights in heaven. If you for real, you think this is something. The throne is gonna be shaking. It's gonna be lightning. So don't get distracted by that. But you can actually worship in your house. Imagine if you say, okay, tomorrow I'm getting up at, I'm just gonna set a time. Y'all got different schedules. But at 6 o'clock, I'm gonna meet with God. My Bible's already out the night before. My prayer guide, if I'm gonna use one, is out the night before. I got my banky. This is my banky. This is literally my banky. I don't like to be cold, but this is my banky, okay? Don't be tripping on me. But I'm letting God have it for now, okay? He wanted it. I got my Bible, I got my music. We got your worship music, and you got your Bible, and everything is set. So when you go to bed, you're already ready. Now I'm gonna take it one step further. Put your clothes out. Don't raise your hand. How many of y'all get up and go, what am I gonna wear today? Wasted time, stress. Now you're late. You gotta get your coffee and you're like, I don't know what I'm wearing. And then someone's yelling at you, hurry up, I don't know what I'm gonna wear. You should have done that the night before. But let me tell you something. Your life will change. If you don't do this, your life will change. And by the way, if you work out, which I encourage you to work out, have your workout clothes out, your day clothes, whatever you're gonna wear after that. So what I do, I get up, I have a whole routine. I get up, I nudge my wife because she's still asleep because I'm jealous. And then I don't do that. But my wife is. it ain't right. I go in and I take my medicine. I put my workout clothes on. I go in my office, I turn the heat on. I turn my worship music on. Sit down. I start walking around praying in Spanish. I pray in Spanish. Then I sit down and read my Bible. Write some notes. Go work out. Go in the pool. My cold plunge. Or take a shower, then go in a cold plunge and eat breakfast. Now, I'm not saying you gotta do all that. But what's your system? And the more you have a rhythm, the more you're gonna hear God, the more you're gonna be at peace. But if every day is different and every day you're stressed over what you're gonna wear, are you gonna go work out? What time are you getting up? You're getting up late, your alarm didn't work and all. The devil has already thrown you off.
That's right.
And now you may not get back to equilibrium for the rest of the day, for the rest of the week. So you gotta take control of your time. And then, so what happens is, first thing you get up, make your bed. Now, the only reason I don't make my bed is because my wife is still in it. But if you make your bed in the morning, there's an Admiral, William McCraven, who is an Admiral of Navy SEALs, and he gave a famous speech in a famous book called Make Your Bed. It is the first accomplishment of the day. There was some stat like 90-something percent of CEOs make their bed. If you don't make your bed, you just left something undone. You started your day with an incomplete task. And you started your day leaving a mess behind, and now that's gonna condition you that you can leave another mess behind. Make your bed. Then you turn on your worship music. In a minute, we're gonna hear some worship music. And then you spend time in prayer. Again, you can read before you pray, whatever. And then you do your devotional. Now, I'm gonna give you a devotional format, then we're going to do it. And it's in a book that I wrote, 20 years ago, called 21 Jumpstart. It is a devotional through the book of John that you can get it for free. If you want to get it, you can put the link up on. If you text PATHWAY to 52525, If you text Pathway to 52525, it is the book of John with a devotional at the end of every chapter, and it will teach you in this format that I'm getting ready to teach you right now. It is one of many formats of how to do a daily devotional in the Bible, through the Bible and in the morning. And this is very, very simple. You can put that up. There you go. Just leave that up there for a couple of minutes. Text Pathway to 52525. You'll get the 21 Jumpstart devotional downloaded to your phone. And it's also a link there for you to go to the Pathway and get more information about everything about our discipleship pathway. But there's three very simple words. One is read. Everyone say read.
Read.
Say read.
Read.
You're going to read something. Then you are going to reflect. Say reflect.
Reflect.
You're going to reflect on what it meant. Then you are going to respond. Say respond.
Respond.
How are you going to apply it in your day? Very simple. Now, when you do worship, you want to get a song in your head. In other words, when you worship in the morning, you want to be walking around all day with this song in your head. You also want to be working around with a word on your tongue. And I want you to imagine if every single day you can line your day up. And by the way, you should plan your day before your day, plan your week before your week, plan your month before your month, and plan your year before your year. So before you go to bed, what are you going to do tomorrow? Who are you meeting with tomorrow? Who are you talking to? When are you talking to them? And then what are you going to do this week? What are the five things? By the way, this is if you are not in your mind organized or successful, I'm not the most organized person in the world. That's why I need these systems. This is what successful people do. They plan. It's not just, I was talking to a kid the other day, literally 2 days ago. I said, hey, he was 15, met him for the first time. I said, hey, what do you want to do when you grow up? I want to have enough money so I can do whatever I want. Ain't ever going to happen. Adam and Eve in the garden had no sin. They walked with God and they couldn't do whatever they wanted. You will never, ever in your life get to a place where you can do whatever you want. So just get that out of your head. I said, how are you going to get this money? I don't know. So you don't know how you're going to get all this money, and you're just going to be able to do what you want. That is like fantasy. You got to be organized. You do what you don't want to do so you can do what you want to do. And so when you get up, you're going to read, reflect, and respond. So what we're going to do is we're going to do it right now. Let's try it. Okay, let me get it all set up here. Get it all set up. I've been waiting for this all morning. Siri, play my theme music.
Okay, now playing your prayer time playlist.
Imagine you starting your day like this. When you wake up, the devil's screaming at you. You're a failure. You ain't getting that job. You're gonna have an argument today. You're like, nope. Worthy is your name. All the angels, holy, holy, holy. That's what's in my head. And I'll walk around praying in Spanish and just declaring stuff over my family, declaring stuff over my life. Imagine if every day you say, Lord, I declare that you love me. I declare you've forgiven me. I declare you have a plan for my life. I declare today's going to be a great day. And I declare all the tricks that the devil has for me aren't going to work. Even if he gets me to trip, I'm going to catch my feet and I'm going to be okay. Imagine declaring that over your life. Come on now. So, you go to the pathway, we have a prayer guide for you. Teach you how to pray. It's right there in the pathway. You can do it every single day. There was a study done with 10,000 churches, and they studied the characteristics of a disciple. And the number one most important thing of a disciple was that they did this every day. You want to be a disciple? Do this every day. Don't blame other people for what they're not doing for you. You sit down and you and God have a conversation. So I'm going to just a few minutes left. I'm going to read the first one. Mark 1:35-39. It says, in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, Jesus went out and departed to a solitary place long before daylight. It's dark out. I don't want to get up. And he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. And they found him and they said, everyone is looking for you. And after he prayed, They were all trying to get Jesus on their agenda. The world is always going to try to get you on its agenda. You're on God's agenda. You belong to God. Can I get amen? God has a plan for your life. God has your day ordered out. He is going to order your steps. He knows what the devil's got planned for you. The world doesn't. Sometimes the world is being used, not sometimes, the world's being used to execute the devil's plans on your life. Say, no, Lord, I want to know what you want me to do. Because you're going to have people coming to you as soon as you open your phone. Don't open your phone. Don't. Oh, Lord. The first thing you do is get up on your phone and you just gave the whole world access to your mind and your heart. Nah, I ain't going to do that yet. I got to get God in my head. I got to get a voice on my tongue. I'm going to get a word in my heart. And it says, so he's praying all night, downloading from the Father, receiving from the Father. And when they found him, they said, everyone's looking for you. Everybody's got an agenda for you. Everybody else is on their own timetable. Everybody else is thinking about them. And when you get in here, you got to stop thinking about you and start thinking about him. So you want to make sure you get that first. And then, everybody's looking for you. Everybody's looking for you. And Jesus said, let us go to the next town. Because what I got from my Father is I got to go over here. That I may preach. For this purpose I have come forth. And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout the Galilee, casting out demons. In Galilee, preaching in their synagogue, driving out demons. So first you read. And you can read any chapter in the Bible. Again, if you get the 21 Jumpstart, it'll guide you through this. First thing is you want to read something. Whenever you do a devotional, you want to read. Then you want to reflect on what you read. And very shortly, time with God will equip you for ministry. Time with God will equip you for your day. Time with God will equip you for the unexpected challenges that for sure are coming. But if you and God are every day, you're sitting here talking to the Lord, saying, Lord, I'm reading your word, speak to me. You read, you reflect, what did it mean? And by the way, you could read something, and I can get something different from it than you can get. I can get that Jesus was powered for ministry. I can get that he got wisdom for ministry. I can get don't be tripping on all the people that want you to do something. There's a lot in there. Just get one nugget. And when you pray, God will speak to you. You want to get accustomed to hearing that small, still voice. So you read, and then you reflect, and then you respond. Respond means, how am I going to apply this today? Imagine you spent 15 minutes, God, half an hour, God, whatever it is. And by the way, there's prayer models in here where you can spend an hour in prayer and it go by like that. This is on our website. We have prayer first Wednesday of every month in every camp at 7 p.m. You want to be a disciple? It's 100% up to you. And then lastly, respond. And my response to this that I'll give you is it seeks God's power before ministry. In Acts chapter 1, when Jesus, right before he ascended into heaven, he told his disciples, don't go anywhere until the Spirit of God, or the Espiritu Santo, llena tu corazón. Don't go anywhere until the Holy Spirit fills your heart, comes down. So what this tells me that Jesus says, I don't know what I'm supposed to do today, but I'm gonna ask God. And he's gonna show me, then he's gonna empower me. So our time is up, so here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna challenge you. I'm gonna ask you a question. And this is something you can just think about. You can go about your business tomorrow, get up at some random time, be confused, try to figure out what you gotta do, realize your day's not organized, you don't know what you're gonna eat, don't know what you're gonna wear, and stumble through your day and be frustrated. Or you could say, you know what, I'm gonna plan my time. Everyone say time. I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna plan the place I'm gonna sit. Say place. I'm gonna say, get my Bible, say Bible. I'm gonna get a prayer guide. A little weak on that one, I'm gonna get a prayer guide. I'm gonna download a playlist. Guess what, if you go to our Pathway website, the church website, and you'll see a Bible reading plan, you'll see a worship playlist that we already have for you. You can listen to it right there. And you know how to get music. And I don't listen to words unless I want to sing, but I listen to music so my mind's not trying to sing words while I'm trying to pray to God, but that's your preference. And then sometimes I'll say, I'm just going to sing a song, but it's up your preference. And then I got my Bible, my playlist, got my banky, got my seat. And everybody else is asleep. and I got God. If you do that every single day, no matter where you live, no matter where you move to, when you're driving in your car, you're going to start playing worship music in your car. When you're driving to work, you're going to start praying to God. Your life is going to change. If you believe, and if anyone has ever led you to believe, I know I haven't because I said this many times. This is not going to do it alone. It's just not. It's not designed to do it alone. You and God, on a very personal, individual basis, got to meet. You got to learn to hear his voice and to understand what his voice is. So in the midst of your arguing, in the midst of people confronting you, in the midst of your stress, God can say to you, psst, he's not the one. That's not the job. Don't go in that store. Take a left turn. That you and God have that kind of relationship. Because if that's what he really wants from you, he just wants to love you as his child. I'll end with this story. My granddaughter we're both celebrating our birthdays tonight. She's gonna be a year. I just am not a year. She crawls and I'm almost crawling again. My wife and I we just got home last night from Atlanta and we hadn't seen her. So her brother, my grandson, FaceTimed us and she was across the room and we were on the FaceTime and we said, hey, and we were saying, you know, my thing to her is I go, boo, 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 boo. And she looked and she saw my wife, she saw me and she paused. And I was like, I wonder if she's gonna recognize us. I wonder what she's gonna do. And she starts crawling over to the phone, drooling all over the phone, trying to touch the phone. God wants to be where you hear his voice and you go to him. That you don't hear the devil's voice through music and through all kind of other people gossiping and garbage. That you're not attracted to the latest gossip, but you're attracted to the voice of God. So here's my challenge to you. Go to the website, sdrock.com/pathway. As soon as you get on our website, you'll see a link to the pathway. And you can get your playlist, you can get your reading plan, and set up a time and spend time with God. And for the first however long, if you just sat there, you had a journal that you're gonna write and said, God, I'm here, speak to me. Just be there, just show up. And every day, you do a little better, a little more, but don't forget to hear the voice of God. Let's pray. Lord, my prayer is that every single person listening will be thinking about and picturing in their mind where they're going to sit, what time they're going to get up, and that they would make it a disciplined routine to meet with you every single day, if only to hear your voice. That they don't make it very complicated. Even if they read one verse and ask you to speak to them, they listen to one song, but that they would give the day to you, that they would commit their day, their week, their month, their year, their life to you, and every day renew that commitment. And I pray, as all of y'all are listening, whether you do this or not, I'm gonna ask you to raise your hand here in a minute. But if you are gonna say, I'm gonna start this tomorrow, and if you already do it, you're gonna continue tomorrow, but if you're gonna start meeting with God on a regular basis, just slip your hand up really high for me. Really high, really high, really high, really high. God bless you. God bless you. Keep it up really high, really high, really high. Like 90-something percent of y'all. Keep your hands up. Let me pray for you. Lord, I just pray for all the people in all the campuses with their hands up. I pray that today that they would write down today all the things they got to do before they go to bed. They wouldn't wait till tomorrow. They would organize their day, their place, their time, their Bible, their clothes, their playlist, that they would go to the website, download and get the playlist and get a reading plan, that they would get the 21 Jumpstart, if that's going to help them, whatever it is, and they would make a commitment, I'm going to meet with my God. And I'm going to leave that time with God with a song in my head and a word in my heart. And God is going to speak to me, and I'm going to wait on him, and I'm going to be still and know that he is God. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, I declare Jesus' favor on all these people. I declare clarity and power and anointing and a blessing and open doors in Jesus' name on every person with their hand up in Jesus' name. And I pray this, amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand. God bless y'all.